Israel's Ministry of Military Affairs announced earlier this week that it has carried out a successfully test-fired new missile interceptor system, Arrow 3. The anti-missile system allows Israel to intercept and even destroy medium to long-range missiles. Tel Aviv says the main threat would come from Iranian Shahab rockets and Scud missiles, which could be part of Hezbollah's growing capabilities. Despite the fact that this system will allow Israel to diminish casualties in any future confrontation, strategic analysts believe Israel's home front will remain weak.
The civil defense in Israel is very weak, and they will not ensure 70% at all. As we said, and if they do their maximum, they cannot ensure than 60%, and that means that 40%, I'm talking about the next 5 years, for example, in the future. When you say that 50% or 40%, there is a gap in it, that means the people in Israel is under threat.
Israel has already installed the Iron Dome missile system, which it claims intercepted up to 85% of missiles fired from Gaza during the Israeli aggression against the Strip back in November 2012. With Hezbollah's successful launching of an unmanned drone over Israel from the Mediterranean Sea, experts believe that Israel has found itself in need to upgrade its military defense system. Israel claims that Hezbollah has the new generation of Scud-D missiles, which could change the equation of deterrence in the region.
Such a claim of military capabilities can help the politician decision-maker and give them time. The Israeli government has more time to maneuver. It has threatened to strike Iran many times before, but it also takes into consideration the political and strategic issues and the capabilities of Iran and the resistance movements.
Arrow 3 is just one part of a wider defense system Tel Aviv has been working on for decades with the help of the U.S. Army. The major drawback is the expenses, more than $2 billion just to make it ready. But launching just one of those systems could cost Israel and the United States several billions more. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.